An election forecaster says the race for the 22nd congressional district may be more competitive than earlier thought. The Cook Political Report has changed its prediction for the campaign between Democratic Utica Assemblyman Anthony Brindisi and freshman Republican Congresswoman Claudia Tenney from lean Republican to toss-up. Brindisi has been outraising Tenney and ended the year with more cash in his campaign coffers. But as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, the report says the controversy over a proposed hospital in downtown Utica may affect his bid.
A group of Uticans working to stop the Mohawk Valley Health System from placing a 670,000-square-foot hospital in downtown recently obtained a trove of Brindisi's emails through a public records request. They revealed how Brindisi called opponents to the downtown hospital idiots and criticized economic development officials in Herkimer County, one of the eight counties covered by the 22nd Congressional District. Brindisi addressed the issue at the recent Mohawk Valley Legislative Forum in Utica.
Thank you, Karen, for the question. I was going to email you my answer, but I'm having a lot of problems with my email these days.
Brindisi brushed off any potential damage to his run, saying most people are past this. But Tenney's campaign has seized on the revelations, calling him a bully and a typical politician.
I think what he showed was his arrogance and his lack of respect for the people, not just his constituents, who we refer to as idiots, but and specifically the people from the No Hospital Downtown group, but also to the way the negative comments about the really important things that the Herkimer County IDA are doing.
Utica College government professor Luke Perry says whether or not the emails will have a large impact depends on how long it remains part of the public conversation. Perry says Brindisi has a good reputation in the area and is working to limit the damage. But perhaps the biggest risk to Brindisi's chances is not how this hurts his campaign, Perry says, but how it helps Tenney's.
This generates enthusiasm, which is something that Tenney is trying to do, right? Voter enthusiasm and turnout are going to be key considerations here.
In Utica, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.